Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares. You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Did you hear that, Brad, in your headphones?
What was that?
That's a Happy Birthday, Gary theme song.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hey, happy birthday, Gary.
Hey, we're doing it, guys.
Is this it right now?
This is a podcast.
Sean, do you want to hear my Professor Farnsworth?
Where's Brian Bates? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, thank God he's not here, huh? What a Debbie Downer.
Brian Bates.
What a ruiner.
Guess who is here? Sean Parrott,
Yay.
Everybody.
Hey, everyone. Sean hey out there Parrott's in Radio back. Land. It's Sean Parrott on the ones and twos.
What you do is you get rid of your Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
You drive up demand.
Yeah.
And you bring back
and
Sean
bring
Parrott.
Bring him back at a higher price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with Jay Leno.
Then flood the market with Parrott.
Yeah.
Just fucking. Once people get the taste of Bates out of their fucking, they're like, oh, God. All the people who are still alive after hearing Bates fill in.
Oh, man.
Just to celebrate Sean coming back, I put a dead bird in all my neighbor's mailboxes. Just to, that was my way of letting them know Sean's back.
This is a late Parrott.
We had Chad Ryden also filled in.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Chad
good.
Chad Ryden.
For 5 minutes.
Friend of the show, Chad Ryden.
Good guy. What a guy, huh?
Hell of a guy. Hell of a great
guy. He does
guy.
It all. How does he do so much?
He's a nice
he
person.
Does a lot of stuff, and he does a lot of stuff
phone.
Pretty well.
I think his phone does most of it for him.
I think you're right. I think if his phone had little robot arms and legs, they're just it would just steer his body.
Just teach it to say scoot. And yeah. then
he'd just record his.
I feel like calling his phone right now just so it'll ring at his mom's house.
Yeah. I call just to talk to his phone. Sometimes he answers it. I'm like, oh, hey, can you just
hang up?
Let it.
Hello, Brad. How are you today?
Oh, well, who was better out of them, Sean or Sean? Chad
Sean
or,
was. Sean.
Yeah. I knocked
Sean's
him out
obviously the best.
Well, I feel like Brian Bates had the most stamina. That was like a
marathon.
Well, Bates kept delving into people's personal shit. And like,
yeah, I don't like to get that personal on podcast. Kind
of no, I don't either. He was naming names. He was getting into shit. And then when you turn around and ask him, he's like, hey, so how many... you know, pussies have you smelled in your life? He gets all, I don't really want to,
I tried to, like, I was talking to him yesterday, and I was at the Spankies, the fabulous Spankies up in Miami.
Yeah? Did it take 2 hours?
It took about it. Well, I was asking him, like, what his favorite movie was, and he wouldn't come up with, like, a straight answer. It's like, what?
Well, no, I know. He.
Do people know that, though? Do people know their favorite movie?
No, I mean you get
I
to
can
a certain
name
age,
like four.
Yeah, that's what people can do. Yeah. But you get to a certain time in your life, and you're like, "What's your favorite song?" And you're like, "There is no favorite song."
But you
no
don't have favorite. A favorite song.
Mm-mm. You have songs you like a lot.
I have a favorite
that rotate. What's your favorite song?
Swing low, sweet child.
That doesn't count. That's everybody's
is that really
favorite,
your favorite
song.
No, my favorite song for a long time was Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend.
Ooh,
I feel like that's the perfect pop song.
A good record.
The first, my first favorite song was Elvira.
When I was a, bapa,
when I was a
bapa,
little boy.
Bapa, mow, mow,
that was the only.
That's on my Halloween.
Have you seen those
mix.
Guys lately?
Aren't they all dead?
They are not. Well, yes, but they're still doing shows. And it is fucking.
Yeah.
It's a fucking catastrophe. If you're at home and you can YouTube. It's Alabama, right? No, Oak Ridge Boys. Oak Ridge Boys. Nowadays, it's a fucking nightmare. The guy,
there's tons of current.
The bass,
Oak Ridge Boys.
No,
on
because, no, there is. They're still doing shows and shit. And there was one I saw at my brother's house. I don't know. Well, because people come out,
so you can hear him say Elvira.
But the bass guy can't hit the notes anymore. He's like, giddy up, oom papa, mow, mow.
And then the fucking, good. You could replace him.
It, I could. God, what a fucking fuck show. Giddy up. But that was the first thing I remember being like, you know.
That's my favorite song.
Because that was the option I had. I didn't have any access to anything.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my favorite song was Yellow Submarine, like when I was real little. My first favorite song.
I remember
song.
Liking that. I remember liking that.
I was just a kid.
Those Beatles, they're pretty good.
And Magic Bus, I remember that. I was like 4 or 5 and I heard Magic Bus.
I remember liking Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. I loved that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's still in my top five.
Songs with bass parts.
Well, no,
you like Blue Moon?
No, what it was that my...
Do you like James Earl Jones?
My old man... My old man liked that shit. And that was what... You know, it's like... It's like if all you have is, basic cable, your favorite show is going to be some shitty show. And when I was a little boy, I was like, I'm going to go buy a record. I was fucking little, you know.
That was the first record you bought?
No. The records I listened to were like, I remember Sneaky Snake, which Sean knows I bought Sneaky Snake off the internet. It is Tom T. Hall.
Ah, yes.
And this is all a lot of country music because that's what I was raised with. Yeah. That and my mom would listen to oldies and she liked Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that's pretty much the only thing that has carried over into my adulthood.
I don't call that oldies. That's like fringe rock.
Well, that's classic, what I'm saying is like that's
it's like almost rock. Classic rock.
No, I'd say CCR Fogarty. Is a
Fogarty.
Classic rock. But I'm saying that's them. The hippest thing. That's the only thing that I carried over, other than like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, because I never liked any country stuff really. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
Chad Ryden.
So Chad Ryden.
Yeah.
He is the Oak Ridge boy.
Here's the question. How come when Sean can't make it, me and you just can't do a podcast? You're not comfortable with just us two in a room?
I think.
Good question, huh?
Rule threes.
Yeah.
Comedy rule threes.
It's better. It's like.
It's better.
If there's just two guys, then there's not the other guy to be the goofball.
Right. I don't know. It's sort of like.
And I'm the goofball.
You're the goofball? I thought I was the goofball.
I don't know.
You're
which one
both
of us
goofballs.
Is.
And typically, in most life situations, I'm the goofball.
Yeah,
but
Brad
like,
is the
here,
voice of reason.
I'm the
on this
anchor.
Podcast.
I'm the normal. Yeah.
This is three retarded. Angry men.
I know. I don't know. I was trying to think of a. Okay. Well, no, that's not a good.
Let's try it.
Would be like a.
Manny Moe and Jack.
We'd be like a jelly sandwich. We need to have peanut butter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you
don't have. I've eaten a jelly.
You could have a jelly sandwich, but PBJ is what we need here.
Mm. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Can I have peanut butter, banana, marshmallow?
Yeah, you can have whatever you
nutter.
Want. You can have whatever you want.
Do you have all those ingredients?
I have none of those ingredients.
Do you have white bread?
But you can have
no.
it.
I don't have white bread either.
We don't buy white bread.
It's so delicious.
Have you ever made a peanut butter banana sandwich in the style of Elvis Presley?
No.
Fried?
I have several times. I heard peanut butter banana sandwich, and I was like, you got it.
Sold.
No, not
you got
me.
It.
Not
so
me.
I took some. Well, I did it wrong. No. When I was a kid, I would slice bananas and put it on a peanut butter sandwich and then fry it like a grilled cheese sandwich.
What?
But there's an actual recipe where you mush the banana
with
the peanut butter to make a banana a buttery paste.
Wow.
What I do is I take a piece of white bread, put peanut butter on it, and then put a whole banana on it and eat it like a, like
a
banana taco.
Make a taco out of it. Banana butterito.
But.
frying it.
Do we have subjects to talk about?
I mean,
do you have topics before we get into the...
Well, how far are we?
We're 256 measures.
All right. Well, that's the show, guys.
We're
going to tag a little bit of Bates' show. Are we done making fun of Bates?
We have to be. I mean, that guy consumes so much of our time already.
Oh, man. I like Bates.
I like him personally. I used to like him.
I fucking can't stand that guy. Yeah. I
used
saw
to be
him last night.
Nice guy, but what happened?
Did you see his set last night?
Yeah.
I was outside. How was it?
How bad was it?
No, it was fine.
Okay.
Pretty bad night.
It's compared to
what?
The rest.
Who was the worst set of the night? That you saw?
I think I was probably the worst one.
No, you were fine. We left like after
8:45.
Like the eighth person. Yeah, we
oh!
No, that really racist dude was pretty bad.
There were two black guys right in front, and they had their backs turned to the... they weren't even pointed at
Which was hilarious.
Him.
That if not for their complete indifference to the performance that was going on near them, they would have been offended. But I really honestly don't think they caught any of his...
But he did the racist guy like preamble where he went... Yeah, you know, I got lots of black friends.
Here's five
minutes of racist stuff.
It's okay if you have black friends.
Yeah. It's okay to be
that you've never told these stories to.
Right, yeah.
Hey, right? Huh? Right, black guy?
What's your black
like
friend's middle name? How many times your black friend been
I'm guessing
your house?
Jerome.
Do you work with this guy or does he...
Yeah.
It's your black friend at work that's being nice to you because they have to be nice to white people.
Every time I buy gas, my black friend rings me up. And he's my friend.
These guys are so racist. I can't believe it.
My black friend at the Captain D's.
Did you see Joe Souther's post thing on the computer with the Sixth Sense device?
No.
The little projector. There's a new device they're working on.
Joe
Souther's. Joe Souther's.
He's a real life Ghostbuster.
He is a real life Ghostbuster.
He had to come and get some ghosts out of my house.
Did you have ghosts in your house?
Some albinos moved in.
Speaking of spooks, these two over here, and of course they were eating baskets of chicken wings.
It was just
horrible, the whole thing.
And I actually wanted to do my joke about whether noticing things that were like stereotypical makes me racist. Like I went to the movies and there were two guys talking on their phone and both of them were black and like were in separate groups and I was like, am I a racist or are they
are they being stereotypical?
Yeah.
As much as I really, really, really love all people and don't want to be racist, if I'm in a movie theater and the movie hasn't started and black people come sit near me, in my head, I go, fuck. And I don't want to feel that way, but I really feel that way.
One of the funniest things...
So I shouldn't go to 100 Oaks.
We went to see Star Trek at 100 Oaks, and there was this girl behind us laughing at everything.
Really?
And nothing funny. She was laughing because she got
I was with you.
Yeah, and you turn around. Brad turns around and goes, ha, 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 ha.
That happened, and she was a white woman. And that happened when I went to see Despicable Me. That was fucking sold out. And so I'm sitting at the edge, and there's two seats next to me into the aisle. And this fat woman sits next to me, and she's breathing like this.
That makes it movie better.
And so I cross my legs.
Is it like
where
hot on your neck?
She's huge, and I will not give up the armrest. And I cross my legs to where my foot is hanging into her space.
Nice, I like it.
Like, fuck you. And I drive her out, and I think, I've got it. I've got, because Hannah and Jill are on my other side. I've got this movie made. And then beautiful people come in. Ooh. This hipster dude and his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend
come and
sit next to me. And this chick was through the whole fucking thing. Like, absurdly. And these are white people. So, I mean, it's not that black people... Nowadays, everyone ruins movies. It's like that joke that's like, black people like fried chicken. You know who else likes fried chicken?
Everybody likes fried chicken. Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Fried chicken is delicious.
You ever been to a Chinese buffet? It's all different ways to fry chicken.
Mm-hmm. And if you and I or Sean and I go to a movie, before the movie starts,
we don't shut
the fuck up.
Yeah,
all we do is make fun of everything. But when the movie begins...
We take it down a notch.
We take it down. We still talk, but we take it down.
I don't talk during a movie at all.
I mean, I'll whisper.
No, I don't.
It depends.
Me and my wife have it
down. If it's a good
movie,
I let the movie happen. But if it's a shitty movie,
me and my wife can look at each other, know what the other person thinks. So we have to talk. And
I just think that's some racist. I'm racist.
Yeah,
I am a racist. There's nothing I can do.
You're racist against the human race.
Yeah, human racist.
Human racist. Yeah.
Ooh.
What? My strategy for seeing movies is I never go at night. And I always go like 3 or 4 weeks after the movie's been out at like Saturday at like 1.
Yeah, well, it's cheaper, first of all. And every time I go to the movies, I go, I'm not going to the movies any fucking more. Every time. It's so horrible. Except Belcourt, where it's sort of fun and you do whatever.
Fantastic.
Which, by the way,
it's way too hip for me.
On the 11th, our short film will be...
Ooh.
Me and you?
The thing I did with Joel T. Wilson.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm going to be out of town. No, I really am.
Well...
What are you doing it?
It'll be, I don't know. It's
you're in everything.
I'm all over the place.
A lot of stuff.
Can I tell you
know
a true story?
In everything. Go ahead.
True story.
Tell something good about me.
I get a lot of emails, of course, you know.
Sure you do.
I get the Lana Turner newsletter.
Right.
Sure.
Click on a link. Go to her website. Brad's in every video on the website.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I'm in with Lana Turner.
Yeah.
I'm in every
with
video.
I'm currently working with her on a project where I don't want to give anything away. Got a song about a vagina and an asshole.
Does she really? That's new
and
territory.
I'm working on the puppets for the video. And as you know, I did the horse with two snakes for cocks.
Yeah, that was so cool. Yeah,
with two snakes for cocks. A horse with two snakes for cocks. He's got a friend named John.
La 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 la. I love when I'm at the gym and that theme song just comes on shuffle. I I laugh.
Yeah. Another. I had ant karaoke in my ants in my pantry on my.
So you could do it at home.
My shuffle. Yeah. I feel like listening to.
Oh, just the music part of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Ants in my pantry. Okay. Go ahead.
I had a weird movie experience. Like, I went to see Hero, which is the Jet Li.
We don't
want to
hear about that. No.
No?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Yeah, it's Jet Li.
Hero.
And it's. I mean, it's like a movie about people fighting with swords, but it's like really
beautiful.
It's
supposed to be called Hilo.
It's a movie about a giant sandwich.
Guys. And
part two is Shima.
You guys are.
Oh, I just got
Did you
that.
Just get it?
The sequel.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's just not that funny.
Well, he's at here.
It's okay.
At, so you're
we,
at
we
Hero.
Were going to interrupt you anyway.
There were
you went to see Hero, which is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I hadn't watched it,
but it was strange because there were black folks who were
folks
applying.
Really, I don't think we can call them folks.
Folks, we're all folks.
Black.
I
folks?
Call everybody folks. That's what I said. Yeah.
I call people's parents folks.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
They were my parents, and they were black.
Okay. That's not true at all.
That's true, and. But they were applying weird roles to the movie that had no basis. Like,
yeah.
Like there was a guy.
I heard this.
Story. And like what the guy who Jet Li plays, the guy went, "Oh, he's a pimp." It's like he's not a pimp.
Well, see, no, you don't understand what that meant.
I guess not.
It just means he's a badass.
Yeah,
is that
he's
what
like
that means?
Top of his game. Cool. He's pimp.
He's not like. Also making women have sex for money.
Right, no, it's just, man, you pimp, dog.
There's a female character in it, and she was, at the time, she was doing calligraphy, and there's like wind blowing, and she went, "Oh, she's a hoe." I was
like, that's true.
That's pretty hoe.
Is that what hoes do?
You don't know anything about black culture, obviously.
Well, the but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you know.
But
hoes be writing stuff down.
In calligraphy school, back in this movie, they would have a little box full of sand, and they would practice their calligraphy with a stick, which is like a hoe.
He was just a farmer.
Who's the real racist?
Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Speaking of racist, I got a story. I went to get the oil changed.
Oh.
Hey.
Was this some Italian you were getting the oil changed over?
No, it was a big, fat, white guy with...
Okay.
No teeth.
With... fractions of teeth. He had maybe
four and two-thirds teeth.
Yeah. If you have like the edge of an outline of a tooth with blackness on the inside, just break that or pull it. But not this guy. He's like, no, that's still good.
It's original.
I can still get a couple combos broken with that. So he's my oil change guy. And he's like, comes over with a little form. It's like, hey, fill this out. And it's got name and address and email and stuff. I was like, yeah, I don't do these. And I give it back to him. And he's like, well, you got to put something on it. I was like, you put something on it. And
why are you being a dick to the guy?
I wasn't being a dick about it. I was just like, you know, I was like, this
how come
isn't...
you don't fill that out?
Because I'm sick of it. I'm done.
Don't they need you to know who you are?
They don't
the
need
records?
To know. They don't need to know anything. And I was like, I was nicer than I'm being now. This is in retrospect, but I was like, this sure. isn't my this isn't my car. It's my company car.
Oh, okay.
So I don't live here. I live in Nashville. I got it changed in Columbia. And he's like, I was like, you fill it out. And he's like, okay. Last week. This Mexican came in, and I put Ford Fairlane on his form. And I was like, all right. And then he went and he filled it out, and he came back to give me the thing. He's like, yeah, the Mexicans, you know, they say they can't read and write. 90% of them can. They're just too lazy to do it.
Oh, that's pretty racist.
And I was like, and I didn't say anything. I just kind of looked at him. You know, I gave him a look.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right. And then I just kind of drove away. I didn't go, yeah. And I didn't go, fuck you. I just gave him a look and drove away. But then once I drove away, I was like, I should have said, fuck you. I should have said,
why?
Hey, I'm a Mexican.
Because the guy's tuned into the culture? Because the guy gets it?
Well, I mean, then I thought about it as like, he said 90%. I'm sure he did do a study.
Oh,
and
I mean,
he's probably a scientist.
That's really weird racism, though.
He's
like,
probably a scientist.
These Mexicans
what a weird
pretend
thing.
To be yeah. they, not smart.
They pretend to not read and write. Why would you ever pretend to not read and write?
Because you'd rather look stupid than lazy.
That's true.
I don't want to think you don't want me to work. I'd rather you think I'm an idiot.
Mm.
That's the way Mexicans are. They're yeah. all the time.
But he could say...
Yeah, I've never seen him working on any houses or...
No.
What percentage did I make white people? Because I didn't fill his shit out either. So is it like...
You ruined it for
100% of white people don't fill this shit out? Or what is the answer to that?
1% of white people don't do it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just
the thing is, you were too lazy to fill it out. It's not that.
No, it's not laziness. I don't like people calling me and emailing me and having my information like that. Especially when I'm not going to go back to that fucking oil change place. If I do, I'll go. I don't need you to email me shit.
What if something happened with the car and you got to take it back? We have no record of you ever being here.
I have a receipt.
You could have found that anywhere.
You're just being contrary now. You're being a black person is what you're doing. You know what? 90% of Mexicans act like that. They just contradict you everywhere. That's true.
That's weird.
I feel like they're more agreeable than anything.
The good racism is strange.
90% of all Mexicans in this country live in the same apartment.
That's probably true.
That is probably true.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was thinking about good racism, like the fact that like all black people are good at basketball. Somehow that's like a racist thing to say that they're,
right.
Or Chinese people are really good at math or like that sort of weird, like these people are especially good at something is a kind of
racism. Did I ever tell my Chinese arithmetic story on this podcast?
Let me hear it.
When I was in college, I took an algebra class in college.
I think it already.
And my professor, his name was Thor.
Yeah.
True story.
Love
it. His name was Thor. And what? It was a Saturday morning class. How lame is that? Like, I got to take a class. So I'm like in there. And he's like, oh, first day of school, he's like, he's like, okay, everybody, get a partner, and the partner you have is going to be your partner for the whole semester.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a beeline for Arthur. Arthur is
Arthur Hong?
Arthur, I don't remember his last name. Probably something generic. He was Chinese, and he didn't speak any English hardly at all. He's, oh, that's how you talk. Mark, I will be your partner. That's what he told me. So I'm like, yes, this is going to be so easy.
Yeah.
Some black guy walk up and say, ah, he's a pimp.
Pretty much. Here's the thing. Arthur knew nothing about math. He was the dumbest Chinese guy. He would have to come over to my apartment, and we would just sit there and struggle for hours. One, we couldn't communicate with each other. And two, neither of us understood the problems, and we both barely passed the class.
That's awesome.
Do you remember, like, a couple years ago?
You got it.
When I tried to come up with new stereotypes, like all Native Americans love hang gliding or something like that. I was like, oh, fuck. Look at that fucking Guatemalan dude. He's probably going to go laminate some shit.
They do like that.
They love laminating
shit.
They do.
That's not an exaggeration.
No, they do. That's actually true. What bothers me is the assumed camaraderie racism that people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When somebody's like, hey, fuck these fucking black guys over here. And you're like,
yeah, just because they think you're white.
With
yeah.
you. Right. Yeah. I used to work with this guy, and I remember, I'm not going to use the N-word because I know how sensitive you are.
It doesn't bother me. That.
Well, on your podcasts.
No, that's fine.
All right. So this
use
guy.
It if you got the balls to so do he, it in front of me.
This guy, he's a nigger, right? And
I can't believe you just said that.
No, he's a white guy, and we're working together, and he's telling me some stupid story about how he was at Walmart, and he was trying to buy his stuff, and the woman in front of him in line was trying to return something, or trying to get
something
like,
racist.
Trying to get the thing rung up $10, and she was like, no, it said $8. And so the woman was like, gotcha. Well, here, I'll fix it, and she fixed it. And he's like, well, that's just another case of niggers helping niggers.
Oh, my gosh.
What he says to me. I was like, you know what? My mom's a nigger. And he, not only did he believe me, but he was like falling over himself, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll never say it. And I was like, yeah, well, yeah. And I was like, I had to turn my back to him because I was mad at him, but I was also sort of laughing at how fucking stupid he was.
Wow.
Because I don't know if people are on the podcast, you can't see me. I mean, you've probably seen my picture because I'm a star and I'm in all kinds of Lana Turner videos.
Yeah, just
but
Google Lana Turner.
I'm not white. I'm not black, and you would not think I'm even maybe a 48th or something. I mean, whatever everyone is, like maybe, but I'm pretty white. I'm a white guy.
I think the blackest they would think you were was Italian.
I'm what's known as dark Irish.
You've got dark hair.
That's
I've
offensive got
dark
to
hair. About.
I've got green eyes, but it's one of those things where it's like you could just tell somebody. What's he going to argue with me? He didn't. He was worried I was going to get him fired. And
this happened years ago. I went to lunch with these two people. I normally don't go to lunch with this guy and this woman, and and just, you know, right out of the box, right after we ordered. I mean, our waitress was a black woman.
Yeah.
And they just started dropping the N-bomb about her.
Way.
I was like,
about a woman?
Yeah. I mean, and this woman did anything that. Wrong. And they're like, effing, I don't say that word. But
I know. And I
couldn't believe it. I didn't have a good rebuttal. I just was like, I guess I'll never go to lunch with these two again. Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying the word because it hurts people that it hurts. I think that it's silly to have a word that you can't say just because it's a sound and all that. But I also, on the next level, get it, that nobody wants to hear that. And I only say it when it was important to the story for me to say it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if I'd replaced it with N-word, it wouldn't have been.
It was funnier when you said my mom's.
Right.
That was pretty funny.
But if you know, and that's why the N-word's banned from Spanky's, because I used it. But I used it in that story. Well, we've already gone over this. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's a delicate operation. I get that. And you're going to bother somebody.
I don't understand how you can say that. You can't say that, but you can say everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
You can talk about raping babies if you want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, nothing else is out of bounds.
I raped a dead baby. Fine.
It's kind of like Guatemalan's laminate. I mean, it's
raped a dead N-word. No.
No, you can't say that.
No, you didn't. Maybe a baby, but not an N-word.
Can I tell you guys something that you're going to you're gonna question my upbringing?
Yeah.
Is this Which Is Better Time? Is that what you're about
to do? No, this isn't Which Is Better Time. This is a... I was talking to a friend today about... pets, like childhood pets, and how you have stupid names.
I don't like where this
when you're
is going.
Little kids and your pets.
I'm a little feel weird.
You're gonna feel a lot worse. All right.
I'm excited.
I remember when I was little, we had. I'm not gonna tell you the name of the worst named pet we had, but the second worst named pet was Tar Baby.
Huh.
We had a black cat named Tar Baby.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. But you're old enough to know this. Song of the South.
Yeah.
Disney cartoon.
Brer Rabbit.
Tar Baby. Yeah. Brer Rabbit. It was like. It never occurred to me that it was a racist thing.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't know if
now.
I came up. You can't even. No, they banned it.
Yeah,
but
you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah,
we did when I was a little kid. Have a dog that had the N-word in his name.
After Huckleberry Finn,
we lived out in Nolensville. Our nearest neighbor was like a mile down the.
Is this from a Tom Sawyer book?
This was it was like that, but. It wasn't until years and years later I was like, oh, wait, that's fucking horrible. That's not okay. It's the same way I liked Oak Ridge Boys. I just didn't know. I lived in fucking Nolensville. You know, I fucking, there were no neighbors.
Is that where you
there
grew
were no.
Up?
Yeah, I lived in Nolensville until I was about
Why did
eight.
I think you were like from like Ohio or something?
I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I was grown and raised in Nolensville, Tennessee. And then we moved to Franklin when I was about 8 or 9.
Okay.
And then, you know, I traveled the world, saw everything you could see. And I was like, the best place to be is Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
And you came back here?
And I came back. And,
the home of Basil Marceau.
With Basil Marceau. Oh, did you see Stephen Colbert do my Basil Marceau? Did you hear my joke?
No.
It wasn't a joke. It was a Facebook status update. I said, let's make BasilMarceau.com into BasilMarceau.gov.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious joke.
Pretty funny too. I did see your status update.
And then the next day, Stephen Colbert does
see,
that joke.
You know what? His writers were Googling, and they lifted it off your Facebook.
They were checking out Lana Turner. They linked to my Facebook, stole my joke. At the very least, I'm as funny as Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, his writers, he doesn't write all that.
Well, but I'm also...
You're funnier than...
I'm faster than them too. Because I came up with that pretty quick.
Yeah, wow. You did. Actually,
Basil Marceau is great. I hate to talk politics on this show.
Let's do it, because I'm voting for him.
I'm going to vote for him. And
it's going to be fun. I'm going to feel good about myself.
I'm not even voting for him in an ironic vote way. If he was the governor, I'd fucking love it.
He'd probably do a great job.
He's already... It would be interesting. It would be fun.
I would say
he wants to give everyone in the state guns.
He wants everyone to have a gun
in the whole state.
What's wrong with that?
If you vote for him, he will.
He'll get you out of jail.
He'll get you out of jail if you vote for him. He hates slavery as much as I do.
Yeah, he hates
he's
slavery.
Like,
which
you know what?
Is,
no. And traffic stops.
Fuck slavery. He hates traffic stops and slavery.
This guy, he's a true American.
I feel bad because like the. Two states I've spent the bulk of my life in are both now represented horribly on TV. Like Jersey is Jersey Shore, and Tennessee is Basil Marceau.
Yeah.
It's like I can't say I'm from either of those places. I have to make up a different place. I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
From Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Oh.
Is Wire Baltimore? Where is
Baltimore? Yeah, it's Baltimore.
Shitbirds. Look at these shitbirds. Shitbirds.
What the fuck?
Is that the Ravens?
That'll get you punched in Baltimore.
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 Hey, look at you, shitbird.
Look, it's Alec Baltimore. I mean, word.
Yeah, look, it's Harry Potter's.
Lord Baltimore.
Sir Lord Baltimore. Great metal band.
So I'm driving down the road the other day.
Sir Lord Baltimore.
It's around school time.
This is better? Is this which is better?
Yeah. No. Calm down.
Is which is better?
You're itching.
He's just dying to do that song.
He's itching for which is better. Oh, I know why.
That's how I'm dying. Moment to shine. I'm just trying to. I don't want, because
he missed
the
last three podcasts and he needs to get his which is better.
I just don't want this to be 3 hours.
He wants to hear the new theme song. Oh, he's going to try and grab a set at the comedy club tonight too.
He's decided his role here is to keep us on track. What are we doing? 30 minutes.
We're only at 30 minutes. We got 2 hours to go.
We're fine. Relax.
I don't know how big this... I don't know what kind of epic which is better than
this
is.
No, we're not doing two parts. No, this won't be that bad.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm driving.
Okay.
School time.
Down the road. School time. I'm behind a school
morning
bus.
Morning or afternoon school
morning,
time?
Morning.
Okay, it makes a difference.
School bus. And I'm behind the school bus. These are little kids. I'd say first grade.
Sure.
Perfect.
All right. And of course, the kids in the back window are waving at me.
That's what they do.
And we get to a couple... Every time we get to a stop sign... They wave, and I wave. And then we get to the next stop sign, and they wave, and I wave. And then we get to a stop light, and they wave, and I wave. And then they keep waving and giggling. And then I wave with two hands. That fucking drives them nuts. They are losing their shit. So then I start flailing my arms around. They're fucking dying. They're calling kids from the front of the bus to come to the back of the bus. I'm doing the making faces, doing moose ear antlers. I'm doing it all, right? But the light won't change, and I'm running out of material.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, I can't keep this up.
I'm
like, oh fuck, I'm waiting for the light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And finally the light changes in the driveway. I was thinking, God, thank God, because I couldn't keep that up. That led me to think about the phrase, keep it up. That has to be.
That's where it came from.
That has to be dirty. No, that I'm thinking about when you say, oh, I got to keep it up. Don't keep it up. Keeping something up. That has to be about a dick, right? That has to be the development, the origin
of
that.
That's all you think about, yeah.
Keep it up.
Pervert.
What else could that be?
What else could keep it up mean?
Keep it up. Maybe it's like when you're walking through a river in like the Mekong Delta and you got to hold your gun up above your head.
Boys, keep it up.
Keep it up, boys.
It could mean...
Okay, no, you're probably right. Maybe it's something like that, and I just assumed it meant keep
your
dick
up. Keep your dick up, boys.
Well, no, because people will say that. Keep your dick up.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Do people say that?
I've heard people say "keep your dick up"
in the air balloon business.
Like women I've gone out with,
keep your dick up.
Yeah, he has a problem.
It's a joke.
I have
erectile dysfunction.
It doesn't get as hard as you think it would.
I don't have erectile. Well, I get.
What does it need to be hard for?
Yeah.
Just,
for
just,
what?
Just get it in there.
To flop around my underwear all day. What am I going to do? Yeah, you take one of those boner pills, you're going to have a boner for fucking 2 days.
Are you serious?
Yes. I've taken them. I've taken Viagra and Cialis. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Two-day boner?
You get a boner. Yeah, you think you get a boner and then it goes away.
I thought if it was more than 4 hours, you're supposed to
call. Are you supposed to call a local comic and tell them?
Raw had one of them 4 hour. I'm going to call a nurse, not a doctor.
I'm going to call a lube salesman.
I'm going to call a local open mic comedy show. And
I know a lot of drug dealers and stuff. I mean, I don't.
Okay, yeah.
I don't. I haven't necessarily had prescriptions for these things. I've
just experimenting.
I did one time. I went to visit a friend of mine, and
what was his name?
His name was Brad, but his name really was Brad.
Weird.
Yeah, anyway. And I had some Viagras.
Yeah.
And I went over to visit him, and his wife had had a baby.
Oh, no.
And so flippity floppity poontain, right? And he was excited because tonight was the first night they were allowed to have sex again. And I went over to see him, and I had a Viagra. I was like, I'll give him Viagra because he's not going to feel walls in this thing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fucking.
I don't like the way the story's going.
No, I know. I don't.
That's the way it is.
So I go up to him.
That's what they do to themselves.
And I give him a pill.
Just to have a yelling machine.
I give him a pill. I said, give me your hand. He sticks his hand. I drop a pill in it. He immediately pops it in his mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I didn't know. I was like, do you do that? Do you just someone hand you a pill and you swallow it, whatever the fuck it is? And I was like, spit it out. I was like, that's a Viagra. Don't take it to your home. Don't take it until you're going to have sex with it, you know? That was the funny part about it. He just swallowed a pill. I could have handed him cyanide.
Yeah.
Tabnet.
We should try it. See if he's still doing that.
Yeah, he probably
cyanide
is.
Tabnet. Give cyanide him a tabnet.
Cyanide tabnet.
Cyanide tabnet.
I could almost got away with that one, didn't I?
It's cyanide, but it's bigger than your kitchen cabinet. You got to swallow a
cyanide tabnet.
Tabnet.
I was listening to one of our older podcasts where I was telling the story about
which is lamer,
which is gayer. No, it was. Oh fuck. I was telling the story about how I had the voice like this, and then, you know, and I used the name Sally. I think we've talked about this before. Like, anytime I do a bit, like if it's a little girl in the bit, it's her
Sally.
Name's Sally,
yeah,
or it's a boy,
cute.
It's Jimmy or something like that. Because I didn't want to use this girl's real name or whatever, but it's like, does anyone name Sally? That's like,
well, we had that
old
conversation.
Right?
My masseuse's name is Sally.
Oh, right, right.
I don't go see her every day or anything, but listen to the podcast. I brought that up. Did Sally, you? She's very strong-handed.
I thought your masseuse's name was yoga or something.
Was Pilates or something.
Why are you guys trying to use my material?
I
feel like I'm on the Colbert Show right now.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know how. I want to rise to the challenge of trying to explain to you what I saw.
Do it. Just
because with words.
You've already used the N-word.
I did.
You've already talked about not feeling walls and having a...
Did that offend you?
No, it just
it's
gross.
What made you more uncomfortable? Well,
Sean spilling a little bit of water in this room. That
keeping it
drove
real.
Me to rage.
You had to dig headphones out. That was a pain in your dick, and I know it.
I had to almost do a punk rock beat.
You tried. You gave it a
I'm
fucking,
horrible.
You gave it two shots.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want?
Exactly. What do I look like? Phil Collins?
Yeah.
I saw a semi-truck with a semi-truck on the back of it that had a van on the back of it, all of it being towed away.
What?
Can you picture what it is that I saw?
You know what it looks like? It looks like a motor vehicle gangbang.
It did.
What
it sort of did. Guys,
I love seeing that.
I had a thought.
They got the truck aids now.
I'm not trying to run shit or anything, but I was thinking.
Well, it is your podcast.
I was thinking this is my podcast after all.
It pretty much is.
And, who run this shit?
And
you a pimp?
I'm a pimp.
We just hoes. You the pimp? We just hoes up.
Who run Bartertown?
Oh man, I did a Who Run Bartertown joke
from,
while you were gone.
That's from the Thunderdome, right?
Yeah, fuck you.
I love that quote.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna drink some drink, and then we're gonna talk about something.
Maybe Sean can make some more noises. He's kind of being noise free.
I'm just trying to.
He's a little full of himself because he knows we missed him. It's sort of like
I'm not full of myself.
He knows that the podcast isn't as good when he's not
I'm
on
not,
it.
I don't feel full.
I'm surprised Sean would just wear a white T-shirt around me.
I
you feel weird doing that around me, don't
I do.
You?
Well, I have a shirt to wear over it, but I just didn't want to wear it while I was driving. It's too hot.
He's got a Jimmy Dean little sausage thing going on here.
Well, I didn't know Sean at all very well. Like, we were like, I had just met him maybe like a month.
Is
not
this
even a couple
something
weeks.
Something that happened at Liquid Smoke?
Yeah, and okay. I just ragged on him for 20 minutes about wearing a T-shirt to a comedy show. And it's an undershirt. It's not
it's
a
an
T-shirt.
Undershirt. It's
which
not
is,
a t-shirt.
Which is funny because everyone wears a T-shirt. That's
no, not just a T-shirt, though.
Not,
it's an undershirt.
Well, not if they're in shape. They don't.
No, does anybody do that?
Wears a white T-shirt?
And it's not a wife beater.
No. No.
Does anybody do what he's doing right now?
I do if it was a dark shirt that had a cartoon on
right.
it or a
and that's,
band.
For some reason, that's acceptable.
It's not really
I'm sorry,
even
guys.
Acceptable.
Oh,
sorry,
I'm so sorry.
Legs with you. Sorry.
Your knees are touching.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
This is a new, it's a new thing.
You guys going to do ass to ass right now?
Is that a real thing? Because I'll try it.
I'll do it if he'll give me his guitar.
I'm guys, sorry, Sean. You look nice.
Before we get...
I'm going to cover this with a shirt once I leave.
You look like you're in a Dr. Pepper commercial.
I wish. Can I be in a Dr. Pepper?
60s. Do you remember that one?
I wanted to do a Diet Dr. Pepper
I'm sick
commercial.
Of dating. You gotta fake it.
Is that what happened?
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Dr. Pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
I remember Johnny Five saying, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I remember that.
Johnny Five alive! Was that from Thunderdome?
Johnny Five is a...
Yeah.
You think anyone's ever tried to fuck a camel's foot?
Yes. I know that's happened. It gets lonely in the desert.
It sure does. Guys, before,
it's a mirage.
Before we get to which is better,
yeah,
I had a thought.
Mm-hmm. Think it out.
And let me just for the first time ever bounce this idea off of you guys.
I like thoughts.
What if we had a theme to lead us into which is better? Because
be
which
dumb.
Is better is, you're right, forget it. Let's just go straight to it, guys. So here it is. Which is better?
We should have played the THX thing right there. That would have been awesome. What are you doing, Mark?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Let's try it again. Ready?
Oh.
Wait.
Is it happening right now?
This was Gran Shinto's set. Here it is. Which is better? Now, I sent out messages to both of you.
Yes,
you
did.
Hey, I was thinking maybe we should have some. So you guys knew ahead of time. This whole thing, guys at home listening, this was a whole farce. They knew, Mark knew, Sean knew that I thought we should have some kind of intro music. What's funny now is to see what everyone came up with when I said that. Mm-hmm. It's like whenever you said the thing about we should make up names for movies or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we all had totally different takes.
Different ideas.
And that's sort of what happened here because my ideas, we'll go round robin.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go, my ideas were like, first of all, I wrote down which is better, but I wrote it down like 5 times because I would write a song that would be like, which is better? And I'd write that down.
Yeah.
And then I'd write, which is better? And I'd write that down. But every time you read it, it says which is better. And that's because I'm a fucking retard. So my thoughts for that were like, which is better? And that was the song.
Here, you know what my thoughts were on it?
What were your
thoughts?
It's
like, if I ignore this request, it'll probably go away. We probably won't have to do it.
He didn't do anything.
Brad will just, because Brad, the slightest little thing, you know, like, if you show disinterest in something, he may just throw the whole thing out.
You know what?
And it almost worked.
I'm not going to let your discouraging attitude. Your disparaging attitude phase me, because frankly, you're not a boring person. God damn it.
I am boring.
You're the least boring person.
No, I'm more boring than you give me credit for.
Yeah. You seem a lot less boring than you actually are.
For 1 hour a week, I'm entertaining.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Well, you're good at it, though. Sean?
Mildly entertaining.
Yeah?
What'd you come up with?
Maybe we could listen to it right
what?
Now.
What do you what? Mean? You got
right.
something?
Let's do it.
Let's check it out here.
Which is better?
Okay.
Yay. We
okay.
did it.
Okay. That's pretty good.
We did it, guys.
We're not going to use it, but that's pretty good.
Yeah. We'll never hear that again.
Mark, what did you come up
69,
with?
69, right?
No, I really. That
you
was
69.
Really
didn't do anything?
My plan.
Gibson SG Jr., is that what he said?
Gibson SG Jr., I think.
Was it a 69, you said?
Yeah, 69.
That's gorgeous guitar.
How'd it sound on that song?
That sounds great. I wish I had one. I wish that I had that guitar.
$5,000, it's yours.
Ooh, $5,000. That's not bad. You should
$2,500. Just write it. I'll just cut it in half.
$2,500. You can't pass a deal.
Let's
like
keep
that.
Cutting this. Can we cut it in half like 7 more times?
Yes.
What would it be if you cut it in half 7 more times? And does he have that?
$1,200. $600. $300. $150. $75. $35. $12.50.
He can do it.
Sold.
No, that's not $12.50. Half of 35 is 17.
Oh, then he can't get
50.
It. Almost
$17.50.
Almost got
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Was that math?
Ready? Ding dong, which is better, which is better, the which is better.
Ding dong, which is better, the which is better, and which is better.
I could
better.
Probably just come up with something better than that right now. I could
go,
probably just go
do
like,
something, go.
Which is better?
There you go. That's pretty right. good. That's a B. That was in B.
I've got one more.
All right. You do one more. I'll do another
Ready?
One. Yeah.
Which is better? Lots and lots of better.
I can't beat that.
It should be like a 5-minute song.
Which is better?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Bow, 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 bow. And they're always glad you came. Bow, bow, bow.
You want to know
You want to go where everybody knows your name. Which is better?
Yeah, let's do that one every time.
Every time.
That would be better.
Well,
I
say we go with Sean's.
Yeah, Sean's is the
Sean's
best.
Win.
Yay!
Which is better out of those ideas?
Sean's.
None, but Sean's the one we're going to do.
Yeah. What's the better?
It is better.
It's not good. Better than what? Yeah.
I liked yours pretty good. Which is better? No. How much time have we got?
500
15
measures.
Minutes to do this. Which is better?
Yeah.
Which is better, guys?
Yeah.
Do we need the intro music?
We just... Do we do it again? Can we do it again?
I think no, we need
we
it here.
Let's do it again.
No,
here
no,
we go.
We got to do it right.
Oh,
ready?
Go. Now we got like 13 minutes.
Go.
Which is better, sports versus comic books?
Whoa.
Easy.
I know.
This is easy.
Mark's answer is going to be comic books because he's contrary and he's going to think of it as Sean's answer is going to be neither.
Comic books, I guess. Books.
I'm
going to
say
comic books. I don't know.
Mark,
quit it.
You made me. Which is
better? All right.
You did it. All right. Which is more inspirational?
Ooh, yeah.
I think sports are a lot more inspirational.
Yeah.
I don't know about
Kerry
that.
Kerry Scrugg, gold medal.
Yeah.
Broken ankle.
Magic Johnson.
AIDS.
Beat it. He beat it. Well, that's less inspirational because he didn't help anybody else. He beat it. He's got the cure.
He got to have sex with all those people and not have AIDS anymore.
That's true. Comic books, people save the world all the time. Yeah, Truth, justice, the American way.
Yeah, so the world's not in that much danger.
You learn, well, I just remember.
Obviously, you haven't heard of Pakistan.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who has?
Well, that is the first time I have heard of that. familiar with Kyrgyzstan?
That's when you're going to move your grocery stand. You have to pack a stand and put it in a package. And
so you go hiking. You go back.
I'm willing to concede that maybe sports is more inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
how many movies? Well,
if you're,
they have more movies about sports than they do about comic books.
Slow down.
Comic books.
Comic books. Yes, that's.
Now, if the witch is better, what's better, superheroes or athletes? That might be different, but we're not doing that one, I guess.
Well,
we didn't really think this through, did we?
I thought it through, and you just answered three of the questions that are coming up later. You got to stick. You got to calm down. You guys need to relax. We're going to do this show. Sean's itching to get to the door because he's got to go to Zany's again, and then he's got to go to Springwater
again.
And you got to.
There's dishes down there.
Stop and do your dishes.
Laundry.
We're going to do this, guys.
I'm not in any rush.
I feel like I was rushing.
I felt like I was rushed a little bit.
I'm sorry. That's kind of my fault.
Yeah. No, you're not rushing me. You're rushing me. I don't know.
Don't rush me. Made that mistake before. Oh.
Which is more meaningless?
Yeah.
Like, ultimately.
Yeah, ultimately.
Really, it's a guy throwing a ball and a picture about a guy.
Nothing matters.
Sure. Yeah, really everything's meaningless.
Yeah.
Which is more meaningless? To Sean.
To me?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're, I think, like, they're the equal amount of meaningless. It's, I don't know if I can assign meaninglessness.
I mean, all right, let's just say one comic book versus one football game. I can't make an all-day event of drinking beer and hanging out with buddies over a comic
book. Sure.
That's a different way to imbibe it, though. That's a whole different thing.
I mean...
that's like saying, you know, you can't watch a symphony all day long, or you can't look at a painting all day long. It doesn't mean it means less, or you can't fuck all day long. Well, you probably could.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're fucking too lazy if you get it back.
I'm going to pop a pill, man. I'm going to be a Cialis.
I know a lot of comic books are goofy, but some of them have meaning. Like, they, like, teach really? You something. They're mm-hmm. meaningful.
Bad people are bad, good people are good, and good wins in the end. And if you die, you can come back to life. And ooh.
Yeah.
Not the Bible. Hey!
Boom. I just. Oh, man. Oh. Satan's laughing with delight.
Sorry, Bates.
Bates is fucking Sorry, Bates. Shitting his eyes out.
Like he'll ever listen to this.
Yeah. He's
he's worse than Sean when it comes to supporting local comedy.
I listened to both of the last two episodes.
Because you're not on it.
So you
want
to see what
we
were saying about you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to. Yes, that's the main reason.
Which has more obsessed fans?
Well, like.
Fans of both sides get really into
soccer here. Fans in Europe will, like, murder
Holy
each other.
Shit. Yeah, they
and
will.
I don't think there's anybody murdering each other over comic books. Like, well, there was a stabbing at Comic Con, but it wasn't over, like, some comic
I don't
argument.
Know if murder equates obsession. I mean, people who. What?
We got a phone call.
Phone call, guys. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Right.
Sorry, guys. That was the wife.
Your wife loves you very much.
She does. She's off work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I ever get into a bargaining situation over the rights to Happy Birthday, Gary, I'll be like, look, just give me the episodes where Mark's wife called.
Yeah. She did it every time. We were talking, and then the phone was like making a noise.
Like it wasn't making a noise, then all of a sudden it make a noise. I'm like, uh-oh.
How'd you do that, John Monday voice?
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Who's got more obsessed fans? I don't know. Oh,
well,
God,
I mean, you don't. Does Superman pack out Giant Stadium on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, you can't line it up that way. I mean, how many people
Why not?
Sit...
Oh, Superman the movie probably sells.
Okay, well, then how many football players do kids stay up all night reading their stories they wrote? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not the same
thing.
Well,
obsessed fans. I mean,
obsessed, where you spend all your time thinking about it and
I mean, these Bama football people.
Yeah.
That's like a whole state. Just obsessed.
I think you're thinking, thinking...
Alabama's like a whole state.
It is. It's as big as a state.
Well, and they have radio call-in shows just so people can say, I think Alabama gonna be my man, Phil Fulmer. There's not like a comic call-in show for obsessed fans to
no,
miss, but they're
not
podcasts.
Really. But they're but the thing is
yeah,
they're I think that that's
podcasts
partially
for any sort of shit.
Hey, look at this.
Hey, happy birthday, Gary!
Gary.
Maybe I don't understand the question.
No, I'm saying that like I think that there's as many obsessed comic book nerds, but you're not it's not as socially acceptable. To run around,
well, I don't
like,
think there's
like
as
running
many.
Around getting hyped up like "Whoa, Batman!" You like, know, but like if you're into
yeah,
sports,
if you see like people from Comic-Con but displaced somewhere else,
yeah.
you'd be like,
"You just
they act that way at Comic-Con because that's their chance. If there was an arena built in the middle of town dedicated to it,
yeah,
it would be you know I don't know if it'd be as
but if you
out,
saw, but, I mean. I would probably be weirded out if I saw a guy with like his face painted, but if I just saw some dude in a jersey, I'd be like, "Oh, that's some dude in a jersey."
Right,
right. But I
if
mean,
if I saw a Princess Leia, I'd be like,
you'll see a guy,
Fat Princess Leia.
You'll see a guy wearing like a Darth Vader T-shirt as mm-hmm. much as you'll see a guy wearing a Titans whatever. You know?
No,
I think so.
I don't think so.
You're wrong.
Well, you know,
maybe
I guess that's what we're gonna find out. So you're saying sports fans are more obsessed than
I think
yes,
so.
Yeah.
Sports fans
I'm,
murder
I'm
each
disagreeing.
Other.
I'm disagreeing.
They
with you.
Especially South America. They're
yes.
They'll murder people.
It's like their national pastime. It's like what the
you,
whole country gets into.
You blew that goal. We're gonna
yeah. Did you
as
watch
a
the
team,
two Escobars documentary?
Well, maybe that's just because
yeah.
they're
awesome.
Maybe
we're gonna
they're
murder
just,
you.
They're just dumber people. I mean, maybe they're just less civilized
yeah.
fucking
yes.
human beings.
Yes, that's true.
Maybe they get up in the morning, they go laminate shit.
Yes,
and then they hang glide their way over.
No
yeah.
one's saying they're
movie
smarter.
Theater. No, I'm saying that maybe why it may not be that it's a better thing. I just think I don't know. Well, maybe you're right. I think that they're I think their comic books people are very obsessed. Maybe that's just because more I.
But there's
I
less of those people. That's more in your circle of life. I don't.
That's the thing. I don't know if there's less. I think that this.
I know
just,
there's
people
less.
Maybe they just don't go out as
people
much.
Don't go out. Honestly, though, I don't think that people who are really into, if someone's really into sports, they wear it on their sleeve. Everybody knows it. But if someone's really into like Batman, they kind of keep it to themselves.
Well, yeah.
It's embarrassing after a certain age.
It is.
You go in a Borders bookstore, and there's one small rack for comic books for the nerds to come in and buy them. But you go to the mall, and there's four different stores where you can buy your college shirts and your...
Yeah.
Well,
I think...
You're
I
getting
mean,
ahead of it. You're getting ahead of it. I don't know.
I'm very relaxed, though.
So. You're true. Which are there more... We already addressed this. Which has more movies? Comic books or sports? Like, you know, there's Remember the Titans and Hozier.
So many sports movies.
A lot of sports. But there's also Daredevil, Batman, X-Men,
yeah, but
Superman,
there's,
think Watchmen, and everything now. Like
I think there's a longer history maybe of sports movies. That's the only way.
It may be catching on more, but there's like that whole Pilgrim, what's his name? Shit. Something Pilgrim in the versus the World.
Oh, yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
That's everything. There's a lot of things that are comic books you don't realize. Like
Men in Black.
V for Vendetta was a comic book. Yeah, Men in Black. I mean, a lot of things were comics.
Well, I
mean, maybe you don't realize it, you know?
Think of how many Disney movies
Wanted
had something to do with sports.
Well, the Wanted comic is nothing like the movie at all. The Wanted comic is fucking awesome. If they made that new issue.
Right, the movie was great. Jolie dropped the
towel. It was fine, but it wasn't anything like...
It wasn't that good.
It had nothing to do with the... It was like Sherlock Holmes. It was like, that's fine. It's just nothing to do with Sherlock Holmes. It's just stupid.
Well, I mean, do you want to watch a movie that stays true to form, or do you want to sell tickets?
I'm saying that the story in the Wanted graphic novel is good enough to have been a really awesome movie, and it would have been a better movie than what they did make. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, who are you going to blame? Vince Vaughn?
God, I will fucking burn a dumpster and turn over a cop car.
Wow.
Because that's how angry I am about Wanted.
Did you go see that right when it came out?
No, I didn't see it for a very long time because I knew it wasn't going to be like. Oh, what
sounds
I
like you prejudged it.
I did, and I was right because when I did see it, it was shit. That just shows that I'm either.
It was a pretty bad movie. It's pretty dumb, pretty stupid plot line too.
Fortunately,
like you mean the plot line of Fight Club, but not as good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Which has better movies? How about that? Sport movie, sport.
There's some
movies.
Good sports movies.
Have you ever seen The Sandlot?
You know, I don't even like
Sandlot's good.
Yeah.
How do you not cry it during The Sandlot?
Sandlot's good.
It's hard.
You throw Echo Girl.
Then I just lose it. I think there's. But here's the thing. There's a lot of bad sports movies too.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
But what is
Daredevil,
what is the best
Elektra
sports movie?
Okay. Yeah.
Ever
you throw out the. Slapshot was pretty fucking good.
Slapshot's pretty great.
And I don't really even like sports, but I'll still watch some good sports movies.
What about like The Natural or something like that?
Yeah, something like that's pretty great. Redford.
Did I see that?
Maybe.
Longest Yard was pretty good, the original.
Yeah, that's true.
That counts.
Yeah.
But then again, you know.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 was pretty fucking great. The Dark
Knight. Dark Knight's pretty good. I love Spider-Man 2.
Superman 2.
Yes.
That's
I mean,
my
you
favorite.
May be kidding around.
No,
I,
I'm
yeah.
not kidding around.
Okay.
I'll have the fish. I think I'm going to try the fish.
That's what you took out of Superman.
That was my favorite part.
Who wins that round?
I've been a...
Sean's a movie
working
expert.
Out.
I...
Yeah, Sean, we defer to you on this.
Movies, which is better.
I can't
sports
think...
Sports movies, comic movies.
For me, Spider-Man 2 is awesome.
Yes.
And I can't
Why
think
two?
Of any...
Why what? Better than one?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's incredible.
Two's better than one.
Yeah,
that's not
for
what
me
I'm
the
thinking.
Pinnacle of comic
one's,
book.
One's
movies.
Better than three.
I like three.
I
a lot of people
three.
Didn't like three. I thought it was
they fell in that trap where you cram too many fucking.
We
villains.
Need seven. Let's
yeah.
get nine.
You know what?
No, 30.
Convoluted bullshit.
I was ready for it. That's what I wanted.
If it had just been Sandman or just Venom, you could spend a whole movie. You could spend like
yeah.
two movies on either of those guys.
Yes.
It sounds like you're complaining that it was too good. That's what it sounds like.
You know, they did. It was too good, man. I couldn't even watch it again.
You know what? Remember the Titans? They should play five football teams at the same time. That'd be more exciting. That's
yeah.
what that would be like.
That would that'd be a good
That
movie.
Actually would be okay. I just lost my
and
own
then
argument.
Machine guns.
With then.
Wait, does Death Race 2000 count as a sports movie? Because that's pretty
oh.
fucking sweet.
It actually does. With Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah. David Carradine.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
Still, Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2.
Here's where so Spider-Man 3, where I think went wrong.
Yeah. No, we're
15 seconds. they should have. That shouldn't have been the end of Venom. I think maybe just introduce a character in that one.
Spider-Man
they should
3?
Have cast Venom differently. Sandman was cast pretty good.
The kid Topher?
Topher Grace.
He's good.
I know, but he's not Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock was a big jock. We
football star.
This. He was a big muscly jock.
Yeah,
dick.
But
he wasn't as small as Peter Parker, except he's.
I think I was fine with that.
Well, I know,
but
you may think
I stopped reading Spider-Man in 1984 when I was 14. And I found, and girls started kissing me on the lips.
For the book, 1984.
That's when I quit reading 1984. Oh, damn it.
You gotta be.
He Colbert'd me. All right.
Wow. I wish a girl would kiss me on the lips.
Which is the most sexist?
The most sexist.
Comic books or sports?
They exploit women's bodies.
They do. They certainly do.
In both.
And there aren't a whole lot of female.
You always have to save the
girl. In both.
Even in this day and age when they'll have, like, I'm a lesbian superhero, you know they're just shoehorning it in to, like, appease that.
Yeah.
Because they know that they don't.
I don't even think there's a woman in Hoosiers. Name a woman character.
Hoosiers is a great movie.
Hoosiers is a good fucking movie. Yeah.
It's no Spider-Man 2, though.
Remember the nipple.
What?
Isn't that what he says? Remember the kippers.
Yeah.
No, you
don't forget the capers. Is that the movie?
I did it all for the nookie.
That's what it was.
I think I'm going to have the fish.
I'm going to have the fish. Hey, how's that not the
That's
best
That's a good fucking movie, man. It's a good fucking movie, man.
I love to.
It's a good fucking movie, man.
It's great, man.
My braces are out for that one. Look at this. Superman. That was on the other day when I was eating some sushi. Eating some sushi, watching Superman 2. Honorable fry rye in my bowl.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
What was that question?
Which is more sexist?
True.
I think, sports is sort of by definition sexist because women aren't as good as sports.
Yeah, they know it.
At least not the sports that we.
Yeah, just.
I mean,
just,
they're not as good as football.
I'm gonna say
I'm sure Venus Williams could beat most tennis players because she's like a monster.
Yeah, but just the fact that you can't be
you don't think she could
you can't play NFL if you're a girl. Federer. Right? That's a rule.
No,
right?
It's not a rule.
It's not?
No.
Well, why aren't there any girls on it? Because they're just not as good.
Because there's huge men.
Yeah, there's a woman who's trying.
But
yeah.
I'm saying like you it's the whole thing about like women can be firemen, but they don't to pass the fireman test, they don't have to carry as much weight and they don't have to run as far. And it's like, well fuck, if I'm on fire, I'm going to be carried as far.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your gender is. I still need to be carried however far it is.
That's Democrats ruining this country.
God, tell me about it. And it's like, man.
Liberals.
That's the Republicans' job. They don't need to fucking
Thank
steal
you.
Jobs like a Mexican laminated
Guatemalan.
N-word. Now I say N-word. I puss out at the end in case Lundy tuned in.
Yeah, Lundy.
Lundy's
63
get,
minutes into this podcast.
I'm gonna get about an hour deep and then see what the fuck then what they're talking about. I'm saying sports is more sexist because
sure, because I've watched
real sports with Bryant Gumbel and I know that when they have that female bodybuilding thing and they get paid like nothing
because nobody wants to go see a female bodybuilder.
It's gross.
Well, that's sexist.
I mean, male bodybuilders are gross.
If
but
you don't whatever because someone's a girl, that's sexist.
Yeah.
Even if it's a good reason, even if you're right, which you are.
Yeah.
But like it's like
WNBA is horrible.
It's awful.
Like the other day.
It's unwatchable.
My daughter asked me the other day, she was like, if you could decide to be born as a girl, if you go back and decide to be born as a girl, would you?
Yes,
and I was
would.
Like, well, everyone's a girl at first, but then, you know.
When Some you, of us grow you, balls
you,
and we
right,
become men.
Right. You turn into a
Boys
thing.
To men.
And I was like,
Have
if
you
I.
Seen
if
PBD. East Coast.
If I could spend a day being a girl, I would.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
But I was like,
does it really happen or just dreams are fade away?
What's he singing?
Boys to men.
ABC.
West Coast family. West Coast. Ooh, I blew it. I totally blew that.
Actually, one of the guys from Boys to Men lived not too far from me growing up as a kid.
Really?
The skinny one with the long head lived in Buckingham. I lived in Hawthorne Park in Willingboro.
Well.
He moved away.
That song is incredible. Motown Philly is
Motown Philly,
incredible song.
Again.
It's so good.
The vocals on that, just
it's
awesome.
So good.
It's pretty good.
I don't really like anything else they ever did, but that song's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
The end.
Sexist. So sorry. Your daughter wanted to be a boy or something?
No, she asked me if I would be a girl. I was like, I wouldn't mind being a girl, but I would miss being funny.
Put that in the act.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
No, should
it's a
it
good
be?
Yeah, it's a good
should
joke.
It be?
It's a good joke.
That's better, a good
I better, joke. Better get some dibs on it before.
Yeah, Colbert.
That's a good joke.
The Colbert Nation.
I feel like a lot of the stuff is just based on the fact that, like,
women physically can't.
Yeah.
Do well, I know, but I'm saying
if you're not as strong, as most of the sports that men built are built on strength.
I'm not saying there's not a reason.
I mean,
for
we invented all the sports.
Yeah,
what's
sport?
A girl's sport? Soccer?
No,
pretty even.
No, it's not.
Well, there's female soccer.
Yeah, but
cause
I mean,
I know because they take their tops off.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not comparable. It's horrible.
Tennis? That's a pretty girly thing.
Yeah, but the guys who
what's
are at
the
tennis,
thing where they dance with the ribbon in the Olympics?
Yeah, that.
There you go. That's girly.
Gymnasts.
I'm sure gay guys are way better than most women at that.
How are women at swimming? Women
they're good.
Swimming.
They're good, but like compared to men, the men blow them away in the times.
Because they got powerful upper body, more upper body strength. They can go. It's
so we're
there
just...
is no sport for women to be good at. Bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still, the men dominate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archery.
Yeah.
You got your tit in the way.
Okay. Oh, you're right. You know, the lesbians.
That's how the Amazons cut their tit off.
Amazon. That's on the lesbos.
It's so not. There's no evidence of it, but that's what they say.
Well, that's because there weren't any Amazon.
Like yeah, sure.
Sounds like a good idea.
I heard this bullshit story about centaurs the other day.
Yeah. They used to castrate the young centaurs at 14. So
little
guilty. That's why there's no more centaurs.
Mm-hmm. Which is sexy? Well, should we just skip some questions?
No.
I know Sean's itching to go.
I've got all the time in the world.
Which is sexier?
Which
know
is
which
sexier?
Is most sexist. Which is the sexiest?
Sports
we're
or comic
about,
books?
Like, cheerleaders
we're talking
or
about,
like comic book?
Right.
Is that the,
all across
is that
the board.
Comparison?
Sports, a lot of physically fit people running around. Comic books, on the other hand, you got physically fit, but also huge tits.
Well,
yeah. And awesome costumes.
I'm sure there's some nerds who pleasured themselves to comic books, but what about Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Come on, that's sports.
I agree.
Kathy Ireland, come on.
Oh, you just put a big hole in my theory.
That's why I'm on this podcast. That's why you guys hired me for this.
I love, obviously.
Is Kathy Ireland a sports personality, or is she
she's whatever you
cursorily
want her to be.
Related to it because she's in a sports magazine?
Step one is to get a time machine to go to 1987.
It's 1992, but...
Well, how old is she now?
It's my age.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't want to beat off to some 40-year-old with red hair. Or Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. He got you.
You're not leaving with those dirty socks.
You want to know what? That one is even true. That's not even true.
What?
It's not even true.
Now nobody can hear us.
I don't want anybody to hear me.
They're going to turn up. They're going to turn up the volume. And then we're going to...
Hey! We broke your ear.
Shit's going to happen. Okay, let's just answer it.
Yeah.
Which is sexier?
Yeah.
Sports or comic books?
Sports
or comic books? Comic books are sexier.
I can't vote for comic books or anything. I'm biased.
You're just gonna toe.
I'm like your friend.
Toe the Republican fucking agenda, man.
I'm like your friend.
No.
And the jobs and the Mexicans.
Fine. Which is more influential? I would argue comic books influence people because they'll be like, you know, hey, I went to this planet. And all the purple people were being mean to the green people. And I learned that they shouldn't be mean. And then you teach a kid something because comic books.
That's dumb.
Well, what is sports fucking doing?
Sports, I mean.
Hey, beat your wife and shoot your kids and use some fucking illegal drugs and gamble.
Sport, if it wasn't for sports, I grew up playing friends soccer with friends. And I had a goal and I made, you know, it made me.
And a ball.
And I went home. No, it. It made me become the leader that I am today.
Wow.
You are a pretty good
leader.
And I
was very influenced by my coaches.
Neither of us played sports.
My teammates made me be better. And I read comic books too. But
the
better I got in sports, the less comic books I read.
Oh, man. I think Mark's winning this.
Oh, God. Sports is so awesome.
Okay. So.
I wish I was in a weekly.
Would you say that sports influences the world a little more than
comic
books.
Yeah, I mean, the
do?
Whole world stops every 4 years for the Olympics and for the Winter Olympics. Okay, four yeah. years for the summer, 4 years for World Cup.
Whenever there was that, do you believe in miracles hockey yeah, thing? 19, that, yeah. was a, that was a big deal.
I mean, the whole world stops for sporting events.
Yeah.
Well, all right, next question.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say, Sean? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't
you don't
remember.
Care, do you?
Less than 1% of the population cares about Comic-Con.
That's not true.
It's true.
It's at least 1%.
Okay, so that's 2.2 million people care about Comic-Con.
Thank you. Well, sports, well, this is my argument, so I guess it's a fundamentally flawed comparison, but I think that there's more people into comic books than you are thinking. I think you're thinking
you're probably
that
right.
There are more people into sports. I think there are a lot of people in sports to varying degrees, but I think they're, I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, when I go to a college campus, I see people throwing footballs around just as much as I see them reading, you know, Dark Horse, the Forbidden Swamp Monster.
Yeah, you know, but
sure.
I mean, you may be being facetious, but
sports is such so much more fabric of your life than comic books. It's like the well, cotton. Like,
yeah.
Here's the next question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which could the world survive without?
Comic books.
I think the world could survive without
it. Wars have stopped because of World Cup soccer games.
Wow, really? Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, they stopped. They okay, we're going to stop killing each other while we watch soccer.
I can't argue that the world couldn't survive without comic books. I just also think that...
Oh, the world could survive without either.
Well, I know, but I mean, I think that if you removed comic books, everything, the bus would still run. But if you... Sports quit existing tomorrow.
It'd be a lot more crime.
There'd just
be,
think of how many
ape shit stuff going on.
Yeah, monkey-esque people would just be beating the shit out of each other.
Because
yeah, right.
There's so
Sunday.
Many dumb people that like hang their whole life on sports on
right.
their team. If they didn't have that to do, what would they be into?
All right, next question.
I don't know. They're murder. Dumb. There'd be murderers.
Which has more collectibles? Collectibles.
More collectibles.
They
now
both
this one, this
have a lot.
This one's going to be because there's a lot of.
This is tough.
Trading cards, comic books themselves, and comic book action figures, yeah. and sports bobbleheads, and all that
there's
stuff.
Trading
there's a
cards
lot of
for,
a, there's a lot of
sports.
A lot of both.
Oh, there's yeah, little pennants and you know shot glasses and.
I'm going to have to give this though to comics though. I mean that's the whole point. Really,
yeah.
I mean, not the whole point, but that's a big factor.
It is a collectible.
It is collectible. Yeah. Sports, people who can be into sports but not have a bunch of shit.
Right, like I love sports, but I mean...
You don't have shit hanging all over your walls or anything. I mean, there are people who get into it that way.
Bah.
All right, I won that one.
I do have a Dallas Mavericks flag in my garage.
Well,
though.
Sure you do, but you also have half of the Death Star, so...
No, I gave that to you.
You sure did. That's why I love you, buddy. That's the one and only reason. I'm kidding.
I gave you a bag
of
goodies.
You also gave me a TIE fighter. So.
And an X-Wing fighter.
You gave me figures. You gave me some wrestling figures.
Yeah,
you
gave
me a wrestling
cup.
You gave me a Yoda. You gave me a
Stormtrooper or something.
Yeah, dude, you hooked me up pretty good. Yeah, that's why it's funny whenever Sean asks for your guitar and you're like, go fuck yourself. And I'm like, you know what?
Well,
if I asked for your guitar, you'd probably be good to me.
That's true.
It would be funny if... Just sometime next
just
month.
Send the guitar home with you. And just leave it at your house
I'm
for a
sitting
couple
in
weeks.
My chair when Sean comes home, just strumming on that guitar. And then just drop it on the ground. Bang! Yeah, I want to go to my room.
That wouldn't be funny.
It would be.
If
Mark, would that be
if
funny?
We weren't having this conversation,
yeah.
we should have done that.
We formulated that.
I wouldn't let that guitar leave this house, I don't think.
Oh, man.
I let a buddy of mine borrow it once, and I felt really like a nervous wreck.
It's hard to make plans and secret stuff like that. Because you know how I made plans to attack Catman?
Yeah.
Did you hear that podcast? I called up Bates. I'm like, give me the guy's number.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't fucking do it.
And
I came up
Catman's number?
I came up with a good plan, too, right? What I was going to do was I was going to get the Viper and Catman, and I'd call them up and be like, hey, we want to do a photo shoot of you two. I get them. I was like, you know what'll be cute? What if we tied you guys up like the dynamic duo? And then I tie them up. But I really tie him up.
And then we rape him.
And then I come around the corner in my costume. And I'm like, you were the shittiest superheroes. I asked you to sit in a chair and I tied you up. And you're the fucking lousy. And then I would play the song Bulletproof. And I'd put it on repeat and I'd leave.
That's brilliant.
Wouldn't that have been great? That was my plan. Bates blew the fucking thing.
You'd be on the news the next morning.
I would be on the news for being a supervillain. And guess who fucking ruined it? Brian goddamn Bates.
Ah, fucking Bates.
Hate him.
We got to force him to give you. That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great fucking plan?
It's a great idea.
What could go wrong with that?
Yeah, I'd probably get arrested for like kidnapping or something. Or one of them would have an asthma attack while I was gone. And
yeah,
died.
Catman would choke faint, on a hairball, and then right? Viper would take it too seriously and really beat the crap out of you.
Viper isn't actually a muscly dude.
Yeah,
is he a muscly dude?
Oh yeah, he would.
I haven't seen a picture.
We got to catch him off guard. We got to dope him up with
work.
Viagra.
That would work.
It would work. Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah. All right, I'm not saying I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that Bates wouldn't help me. But that would be a great fucking plan.
God, that'd be
Boy,
so good.
What a way to get on the scene, you know. Did you hear about the new supervillain? What a supervillain. You mean that superhero? No, I didn't say hero.
I said the I one said who villain. Captured both of those super pussies.
He captured two super pussies, tied them to a chair. He monologued. I'll do a monologue too. I'd be like, you've been captured by the prankster. Now. He's going to explain some other diabolical plan I had and then leave.
And then they have to try
and
to
I would
stop
have
you.
I would have a video camera watching them to see how they... Okay, rock back and forth. They didn't have to do something. And the thing is, I think in their heart, they fucking love it. I think they would
right.
be like...
They'd rise to the challenge.
They would be like into it. Like, that would give them some kind of focus, you know?
I've got a pocket knife in my back pocket. If I could just shimmy it loose.
If I could just get to my catarang.
And then the next thing you know, the other guy's out of it.
Yeah.
Like, while the other guy's still plotting.
Anyway, Bates fucking ruined that.
I hate whatever. That guy.
God damn it.
More collectibles. Let me see. Which did you spend more? We'll go through these quick. Which did you spend more of your childhood preparing for? Obviously, sports. I spent more of my childhood preparing for.
Yeah.
I didn't play much sports. I played a little sports.
I didn't really play any sports.
I played a lot.
I'd read a lot of comic books when I was a kid.
Yeah. But reading the comic books isn't the same as like, I'm going to be a superhero. I'm going to rappel off of shit.
Yeah.
You know, like I would put more effort into that than I did. I'm sure Mark just.
Well, I thought I was going to be like a sports. College soccer player.
Really?
Which are the biggest heroes? Biggest heroes in comic books? I'd say like Batman, Superman. Biggest mm-hmm. hero sports? What do you got? Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, Pele.
Pele.
Arthur Ashe.
Do you know how long? You know how long I was convinced that Pele was a one-legged soccer player?
Because of victory?
His peg leg?
I was a kid. And one of my...
In Nolensville.
In one of, silent in Nolensville,
with racist dogs.
And there was a poster on the wall of Pele. And he was running in such a fashion that one of his knees was bent and it looked... You didn't see his foot. So it looked like he had one leg. And it said something above it like... You know, something like endurance or whatever the fuck. It said some...
So you thought he was hopping?
So I thought the reason Pele was such a big deal, because even back then I was like, who gives a fuck about football? And I was like, okay, well, if he's a one-legged guy playing soccer, mm-hmm. in European football,
then
that is pretty impressive. So I thought that was why he was special, because he was a one-legged...
No.
And I based that on just...
Well, are you familiar with Jack Dempsey?
I'm not. Who's that? Is he here?
New Orleans Saints... field goal kicker, had a basically one-legged kicker, had the record for the longest, still has tie for the longest field goal ever kicked in a professional football game.
Really?
63 yards.
He's got a fake leg, right?
I know that...
It's like a hanging meat thing.
Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, one leg.
Lou Gehrig had some thing. Disease. The name escapes me at the moment. I think it was multiple sclerosis.
He had the gossets.
But he got over that.
Crohn's.
Of course, he quit when he got it, so fuck him. I guess we would say Tiger Woods about a year ago, wouldn't we?
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
But
Woods.
He fucked some women, and now that's
Michael Phelps.
Not important.
Michael Phelps. Incredible.
Michael
athlete.
Vick.
And Michael Vick.
Let me see. Where are we at? We'll go.
Michael Vick was great.
Bigger villains.
LeBron. LeBron.
Galactus. Is he a villain?
He is now.
He is now.
Oh, because he sold his people out. He sold out Chicago. Like he did not go to Chicago. Is that
the
what the
Pistons
thing was?
A few
he
years
didn't
ago?
Stay in Cleveland.
Cleveland,
he went
sorry.
To, he took his talents to South Beach.
And he... had a press conference or something?
One-hour special to announce it.
Even to me, someone that knows something about sports, that sounds like a dick move. Yeah. That's a dick
it
move,
is.
Right?
Yeah. And the only way it's a good move is if you're staying and you do a one-hour special and you're staying where you're at, that's...
Do people typically do that at all?
No.
No,
no one's ever done that.
I mean, even... not an hour, but I mean, do people usually have
people have a press conference to announce it.
Okay, so that's not
But usually what they'll do is they'll have their agent leak it where they're going before the press conference, so it's not a huge surprise.
What a dick.
But yeah.
Who else? Like the Pistons?
Yeah.
They're villains?
When they were punching people in the crowd.
Jesus. Yeah, that's not okay. I do remember that. Awesome. Let me see here. Best moment. Best moment for comic books. I'm going to say Watchmen.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Watchmen's a pretty great comic book.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Okay, best moment for sports.
There's a lot of them.
I'm going to say, and it's only because the only thing I know is the hockey, the
1980,
whatever, where we beat the pants Russia. Off of Russia because they're communists.
I was at the Music City Miracle, and that was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Yeah.
Just you're watching something that you couldn't believe.
What's the Immaculate music Reception?
What's the Music City
Miracle? Music City Miracle. The Titans were playing the Bills.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm to tell you what the music. It's weird.
I thought that we won. Titans lost.
No, we won. We were down.
I thought we lost by no. That's a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. That same year. Okay. The first game of the playoffs was here. First playoffs game in the new stadium.
Right.
And we're losing by like I think 6 points or something like that.
Sure.
And there's like 13 seconds left and they kick the ball off to us, so we have to score a touchdown.
Right.
On, you know, within like 13 or 33 seconds or something like that. And they one of our guys fields the ball, catches it, throws it behind him to Frank Wycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Wycheck throws it all. And this is something you never see in football. They throw it all the way sideways, laterally.
Yeah.
Not forward, but side laterally. It doesn't pass the imaginary line.
Is that cheating?
Yeah.
If it goes,
it can't be a forward pass.
If it goes forward at all, it's an illegal play and they blow it dead. But since it goes straight line without going forward, Kevin Dyson catches it and runs like 65, 70 yards for a touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
And the place went bonkers. It was absolutely the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Now that you mention it, I remember hearing people.
Like, I was at the game, and Susan was home, and the phone started ringing off the hook.
My God.
And people were calling, like, from out of state who knew, you know, I was a Titans fan now.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe I was at the game.
You know what would have made that story better?
Yeah.
Heat vision.
I feel like something like that, the Immaculate Reception is unbelievable.
That
stuff like that is like magical enough to be in something like that. Like when you see it happen, you're like, I can't even believe he caught that.
Yeah.
And then
the Super Bowl catch a couple years ago, the guy in the Patriots basically caught it in his helmet.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. In his face mask?
Yeah, in his face mask. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yes, sports, because it's such a, like, comic book, anything can happen because you're making it up. When something amazing happens in sports, you're seeing another human being do it.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I don't know, there's something to be said, though, it's like comparing art to, I mean, I think comics, it's an art. You know, like, a movie can mean something, and a fist fight can mean something, you know, and it's like, I think there's different.
And I loved Watchmen. I thought that was just such a good, one, it was very interesting take on superheroes, but two is like, here's where it affects the whole world. A lot of comic books you watch and it affects the world. I'm going to blow up the world.
Right.
But this one was like, okay, if there were really superheroes, this is probably how it would happen.
Yeah. Right.
And this is probably how humans would act.
Which, next question. Mm-hmm. Which does Todd McFarlane care more about? Todd McFarlane is the guy who wrote Spawn.
Spawn, yeah.
And he is a big super duper. Player. He's like, I know he spends like $1 million on a baseball. It's some memorabilia. And he's.
Really?
Tony Twist was a hockey player, the gangster. And a lot of his characters are named after.
Ow.
Things like that. Actually, he got sued by Tony Twist, who is
for
a hockey player,
him in a comic
for
book.
Making a character named Tony Twist. So now the Tony Twist character is Anthony Twistowski or something like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to ask. Maybe we can get Todd on the show.
Can we holler at Todd?
Todd McFarlane, shut out your light. I wish I could translate a cross-eyed Google into podcastness. Bigger dick.
LeBron.
I don't know if you saw, we just talked about
Watchmen. Mr. Manhattan or Dr.
Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan.
That's not really a very big dick though.
No, well, think of how big he gets.
It was pretty big on the Vietnam screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So they didn't show it then. They only showed it when it was
Galactus probably has a really big old
Yeah.
dick. Mr. Fantastic has a big stretchy dick.
Yeah, he does.
Kind Plastic of, Man can probably make his dick as big as
that,
he wants.
That Indian.
Yep. That, Apache yeah. Chief.
Apache Chief.
Apache Chief.
Flash. Just Church and look, Mouse. Chuck.
Yeah, Flash could.
Church Mouse. Nothing down there.
Stretch his dick.
He's got nothing down there. Really? I've seen it, yeah.
How's it feel, though?
Which do girls like more? Sports? I guess we should say which do they tolerate more. Although in this day and age,
girls are really into sports.
Girls are really into comics and sports. Like, yeah. I'll see girls at the comic store. Not that many.
And not attractive. Maybe we should have said which do attractive women.
Oh, well then no, I wouldn't have asked that question.
Do unattractive women even count as human beings? I mean, should they be allowed to
I'm
vote?
Not. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, that's...
I don't consider them... I mean, they're like a notch above
Maybe that's
Guatemala.
Another slight against the WNBA.
Ooh, nappy
You don't find them
headed.
Hot?
Not most of them.
There aren't a whole lot of... I mean, just the fact like that it's female. A girl with skin, but like those...
Female volleyball players and swimmers...
They're yeah. hot, but they're always kind of too lean and no titties any happening. And
I like that.
You say it like it's bad.
You like anyone in a bikini jumping around? I mean, with no. abs and shit. No. I mean, I do.
I like skinny ladies. But that's my jam.
Is that your thing?
Which? Oh,
anything's my thing. I'm,
I don't know.
I'm
like
sad,
nice,
desperate.
I
man.
Like a nice, voluptuous.
Is this a 3-hour podcast?
Well, we're
Sean
Mizanis.
Remember when I was?
We'll go.
Remember earlier when I was saying that we were.
We wouldn't
remember.
You're right.
You can go ahead and rewind and realize how right I was.
If you hadn't have said that, we'd be farther ahead, wouldn't we?
No.
126. This it's is okay. becoming a problem.
We'll go.
Oh, God.
I'm not editing this one.
Just answer quick.
Okay.
We'll take Sports. All the fun out of all
Sports.
The hard fucking
Sports.
Work.
Okay.
Did.
Sports.
Sports. Which is older, sports or comic books? And I'm saying... The genesis of sports would be some kind of fighting, wrestling, caveman did, and like storytelling.
Well, yeah.
Versus storytelling.
Professional
versus.
Wrestling is the second oldest profession.
Really? After prostitution?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. Well, then sports. I would believe
wins.
That. Because, I mean, even like...
It's
like
its nickname. Wrestling.
Paintings?
Deer and animals have little competitions, like fighting each other and shit, you know, like, yeah. Like with their...
Probably the amoebas we... evolved from were constantly fighting the environment
yeah.
to turn us into chimps.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a fight.
Maybe sports
Cain
is
fought
even
Abel.
Older than... Yeah, Cain.
Jacob Which, wrestled the angel and the angel was overcome.
Fantasy football versus hero clicks.
What is a hero
clicks? I love both of them.
Is like sort of a Pokemon type of game you play with like... HeroClix are like, oh, Jesus.
You have cards? And
it's
you have...
basically an equivalent of fantasy football. Like
oh.
You, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but like you sort of
I've
come
got
up
Batman
with a team.
And Ant-Man.
Right, and you have little knobs and shit.
Wars.
I don't really know how fantasy football works.
I love fantasy football. We're at draft is Wednesday, October 25th, cross corners at 6 p.m.
You're making a clean sweep of this, Mark.
Sports is probably
Which
best.
Would you rather be, a football star? Or have Iceman's powers.
I want to be like Jackie. Jackie, want to be a football star?
Iceman can
When
free
he heard
stuff.
His first Beatles song.
Jackie, want to be a football star.
Rub Diane's car.
Iceman's powers.
Iceman's powers.
Iceman's powers.
Yes.
That's one
Good.
For comic
Why do we pick Iceman?
Because if I said Superman, it wouldn't even be a contest. But some people don't. I'd love to have Iceman powers.
Yeah,
but
you're free stuff.
But Superman, but being a football star is pretty great too.
Can't freeze.
I don't fucking
stuff.
Know. Yeah, I mean, so you know, let
Think
me
of
have,
how awesome
let
a football player
one.
You'd be if you had the freeze power.
Next question: which has more guns?
Gilbert Arenas.
I'm sure that's a colored fellow, right?
Yeah.
Is that the guy who shot himself in the leg?
No, that's Plaxico.
Plaxico.
That's the
Plaxico.
Best. That'd be a great superhero.
That sounds like
name,
a supervillain.
Plaxico.
Plaxico shoots himself in the club.
That's okay. He'll use his mutant healing power.
Gilbert Arenas brought guns to the arena and
yes.
pulled an unloaded one out on a teammate.
Brilliant. Who's a bigger juice head, A-Rod or Bane?
Ooh.
Ooh. Who's Bane?
Damn it. Almost got him. Bane is.
I know who Bane is.
Bane is a Batman villain. Well,
yeah.
Why did you
Bane wins.
Being funny
for sure.
I don't know.
In the
look at
Bane's got tubes.
Bane killed Batman. A-Rod couldn't kill Batman.
He didn't kill him. He just broke his back. Which is funny. Bane broke Batman's back. Mm-hmm. And then Batman flew in the specialist doctors all around the world to fix his back. Mm-hmm. And he got back to normal. But do you remember when Batgirl got shot in the back by Joker? She's still in a fucking wheelchair.
Oh, no.
She's the Oracle. She's the one who like is on the computer. And Batman's like, I need the schematics of whatever. And then she'll like download it to his whatever.
That's Batgirl?
That's Batgirl. There's a new Batgirl, but that's the original Batgirl.
Well, because hers was a deep spinal injury.
Barbara Gordon, Commissioner Gordon's daughter, was Batgirl. Joker, in the Killing Joke, shot her.
Yeah, that was a spinal injury.
Severed her spine.
A broken back if it's a clean break.
What I'm saying is Bruce Wayne probably, if Bruce Wayne had got his spine severed, he would have got it fixed.
Found a way to,
But Batgirl gets it severed, and he's like, you know what? I could use a girl sitting in a tower.
Yeah, he's a user. He's manipulative.
He's a manipulative fuck.
What a jerk.
I've always said that because everything in Gotham City is dilapidated, and like Batman uses, or like Joker uses the old whatever factory, like the old.
Yeah, why not turn it into a recycling plant?
Yeah, why doesn't. Yeah, there wouldn't be as much poverty. There wouldn't be as much crime.
Now, in the movie, they try and make it sound like Batman's constantly...
He's a philanthropist or something.
Constantly doing stuff like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off on a thing when we're so close to the end.
Sean is going to not make Zanies.
Which has there been more songs written about?
More songs wanna be about? There's a lot of songs about Superman. Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm ready to play.
Put me in, coach. There's probably more sports references than
sportsy songs.
We're playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Without that basketball. Clear the lane. I'll throw it down your throat like Barkley. See these car keys? You'll never get these. They belong to the 9A posse.
Which makes you happier, Sean?
Neither.
Nothing makes Sean happy. That's a trick question.
Sports.
Comic books.
Sports.
Okay, guys. Which is better then?
Comic books.
Comic books.
Well, until they have CSPN comic book channel.
Wow.
I'll go with ESPN, ESPN 2, ESPN 3, ESPN Classic, Fox Sports Channel.
I don't know.
G4.
MSG. G4, where they show cops for 20
FX,
hours a day.
Where they play. Well, that's true.
I like Spider-Man 2 better than any sport. So
I feel like Mark
that's why it counts.
Did a pretty good argument. I think we did the Music City Miracle Part 2, brought it back, and won it for...
Oh, no. Comic books did not win.
Comic books didn't win?
No.
Well,
I will go get...
It didn't.
I will go get the Antioch High School football team down here, and we will all kick your ass.
Let's call it
if we ever want to have another podcast here again.
Oh, no. That's...
All right, comic books. You're, seriously,
no.
For who's going to listen to this? Think about our listener.
No, you know what? Sports won. I was
sports
just being
killed.
Sports
but
won.
I still
but,
like.
I like comic books.
Books.
It's not a. I like X Men. That's what I grew up reading. X Men and Spider Man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the stand up comedian.
Is there a stand up comedian named X Man?
Uncomfortable.
Not exactly.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Love X Man. I gave him huge kudos at his Monday night show.
Char.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm as sleepy as you guys. Happy birthday, Gary.
Was that it?
It was.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Just a shoo.